Father, we have a spoken prayer request tonight, too. We just got the text about Sister Sybil. We understand she's in the hospital, been put in there today, and we just want to keep her in our prayer as they are just getting everything checked out about her. And we know God knows. God has brought us through so many things. You know, this is Resurrection Week. You know, we celebrate Easter, but you know, Jesus' love and Him coming back and God bringing Him back and that tomb being empty, our Redeemer lives. And that's exactly the heart that I want each and every one of us to have tonight as we go to prayer. And then we're going to have a couple of special songs and then turn it over to our pastor. So let's all just go to prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your many, many blessings. Again, dear Lord, we just want to praise and worship You. Lord, we thank You for this opportunity You've given us to come together. And dear Lord, we just thank You for all that You are in our lives. Dear Lord, You see the hands that were raised tonight. Dear Lord, You know the prayer requests. You know the depths of our heart. You know each and every name that was spoken, those thoughts that went through our mind, these special spoken prayer requests. Dear Lord, for the written requests that go forth, for the prayer box, for all the situations. Dear Lord, we're just placing each and every one in Your hand. Lord, we know that You're the healer. Lord, we know that You're the provider. Dear Lord, we know that You've sent us the comforter, dear Lord, that we may turn our life over to You and receive that forever and ever. Dear Lord, again, for those special people that are right now in harm's way, dear Lord, in our military services, our police, our fire. Lord, we also want to lift up our nurses, our doctors, those facility workers. And dear Lord, we just thank You for each and every one. Dear Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go about Your work, dear Lord, but may we let Your light shine through us. And dear Lord, we just praise and worship You, and we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get a couple of special songs and then turn it over to our pastor. So y'all have a wonderful evening. Just sit back. Let the Lord just minister to you. If you got anything turned on in the house, just turn it off. Get the family together and let's worship God. Praise the Lord.
I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while. Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes
First Pentecostal Church here in Villarica. We welcome you. We thank you for tuning in tonight, and we pray that this live stream finds you well. We hope that you are doing the very best that you can. Hope that you are reading your Bible and studying the Word of God. Can't think of anything better to do with our time when we're in and sheltering in is to gather together in one mind and one accord and read what the Lord would have us to hear and to understand. We're so thankful for our songs tonight and our singers who came to help us tonight. We pray that God would bless you through those anointed songs. Tonight, for our inspirational verse, we're going to the book of Isaiah. In the 53rd chapter, very familiar passage of Scripture. And the songs were so fitting tonight to let us know that we do have hope in Jesus Christ. And we have one man who is able to touch us and comfort us and be a source of strength and peace during this very treacherous time that we're in. But Isaiah the prophet writes in the 53rd chapter in verse number 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." With his stripes we are healed. Prophet tells us and lets us know that the price for our healing has already been paid. Jesus bore those stripes so that we might be healed of whatever the situation, the problem, whether it be physical, spiritual, mental, or whatever, even financial. Well, we believe that the Lord has taken those stripes for our healing. We thank you again for all of the wonderful comments and the people have been tuning in. It's so refreshing to know that people are listening to the Word of God. And again, we're not here to be a show or to put on a show, but we're here to encourage you with the Word of God, to pray for you. And again, we encourage you, if you do have prayer requests, please let us know via the text messages or the Facebook from the church. And we will be praying for you, not only just during our live stream, but we'll be praying for you during the latter part and the rest of the part of the week too, that God would just touch you, give you peace and healing there in your home. Tonight, from the message text, we want to go to the book of St. Matthew. In the 8th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, I want to read verses 1 through 16 tonight as we prepare to bring to you what we prayed and asked the Lord to give us tonight for a thought. In the 8th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, beginning with verse number 1. "When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy, and that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth. To another, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick." Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for your word and for your spirit and for your anointing and for your power. Lord, we ask you now, God, to just anoint these lips of clay. God, anoint this vessel as nothing more than an oracle for you to speak to our hearts tonight. God, I pray that you would touch and anoint those that are listening or viewing by live stream tonight. Father, I pray that you would reach in each and every household, God, and minister to the needs that are there. The healing for our country, the healing for our nation, the healing for the world. Father, I pray that you send revival fire in this world. God, stir up our hearts, stir up our spirits, Father, that we'll be about your business. Again, we ask you, Lord, just to have your will and way in this service tonight. And we'll give you praise, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, for a thought, I want to talk on the touch of Jesus. The touch of Jesus. We here find that in this particular passage of Scripture, there's four instances of healing. There's four things listed here in these 16 verses where Jesus healed and touched, and people's lives were forever changed. I want you to notice that two of them were because of Jesus physically touching someone. And two of them, the healing took place just merely by the speaking of Jesus' word. How many knows that the spoken word of Jesus carries a lot of power? And thank God for that ability tonight, that we can be the recipients of that power, that mercy, and that grace. We don't have Jesus in physical form to walk with us and to physically touch us. But here he gives two separate accounts of how just his spoken word changes people's lives, healed folks, set people free. I want to talk about the leper for just a little bit tonight. How many knows that leprosy was symbolic so many times, a type and shadow of the sin that is rampant in this world today? It's been associated or paralleled with leprosy for a number of years, even though it was a very physical and a very real disease in that time. It's been noted that sin is almost like a leprosy. It takes a hold of us, and it begins to maybe come at a little, and then it overwhelms us and spreads, and first thing you know that we are under the power of Satan. But here in this time, the lepers were not allowed to be in public. They wasn't allowed to be around other people. In fact, they had leper colonies. We find that Jesus once approached a leper colony where there were 10 lepers there, and they began to immediately shout out to him and tell him not to come any closer or any nearer because they were affected with leprosy. But Jesus, in fact, healed them. And on this time, we find as Jesus came down from the mountain where he had been speaking and teaching to the multitude and to his disciples, immediately there came a leper into the congregation, and the Bible tells us that he began to worship Jesus. Bible history tells us that he fell down prostrate on the floor and on the ground and began to worship and idolize the Lord. And he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou can heal me and thou can make me clean." And Jesus, understand, didn't have to touch him. He could have just spoke the word. But I believe because of all of the multitude that was around there, Jesus let them know that his power is greater than any affliction. His power is greater than any disease. His power in his touch is greater than any virus that may come on this world today. A lot of people are afraid to communicate now. A lot of people are afraid to touch one another. But in this instance, Jesus said, "You know what? I will." And he took his hand and he touched him. And the Bible says immediately he was made whole. What a wonderful thought that is. What a wonderful idea, and what a wonderful concept that was, that Jesus was saying, "I'm not afraid to reach out and touch," because he knew the power that was within him. Just immediately after that, we find that the centurion, a Roman commander, basically, that's what this was. A centurion was given charge over a platoon of about 100 folks or 100 soldiers, and a Roman centurion. Now, this lets me know that even no matter what walk of life that you may be in, this was a Roman soldier, but he recognized something in this man called Jesus. He knew that there was something powerful. He knew the authority that he had, and he had seen and witnessed Jesus being able to touch folks and to make them whole. And the centurion comes up to Jesus, and he tells him, he said, Lord, I have a servant that's laying grievously tormented of this palsy. And Lord, if you'll just speak the word, I know that you can make him whole. And Jesus offers to come to his house. And he says, I will. I'll go to your house and I'll go to your place and I'll heal him there. I'll touch him there. And the centurion says, No, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy for you even to enter into my house. But Lord, if you'll just speak the word, then I know that he'll be made whole. And it was so powerful that Jesus remarked to the multitude that was there. He had not seen faith like that. This was not a follower. This was a Roman soldier. This was a Roman commander. He would even say, I can tell people to go and they'll have to go. People to come and they'll have to come. He said, I have authority over a lot of people. But he wanted his servant healed. And he knew that Jesus could do it. And he said, all you have to do is speak the word. Oh, if we had faith like that today, and I believe there is some faith like that today going out over these airwaves. I believe with all of my heart, those who've of our church who asked the request to come in, I believe that they're praying for them and they're praying for you. I believe, in fact, I've seen the many hits that are on the live stream. There's a several hundred that are tuning in. Probably some of you we've never met. Some of you we wouldn't even know if we was to see you on the street. But you know what? If you've sent in a prayer request, I believe that the Lord can touch you right there where you are, right there in your living room, right there wherever you may be. You just call on the name of the Lord and believe, and the Lord is able to touch you. The third instance we see is when Jesus came into Peter's house. Now, so far, the first two cases and the instances that we've talked about, a request was made to Jesus. I want you to understand that even though the lepers fell down and worshiped him, he still made a request unto the Lord, if you would heal me, Lord. I know you can if you are willing. Secondly, the centurion says, Lord, if you'll just speak the word, then I know my servant will be made whole. The third instance I began to read this week, and it began to really, really move on my heart. And I was so thankful because here was a situation when a request was not even made. Oh, what a mighty Lord we serve. He knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts. And he can heal us even when we don't even make a request. He has so much compassion and love for us. He comes into the house of Peter, one of his devout disciples, and he instantly sees Peter's mother-in-law laying there with a fever, a very high fever. And you know what a fever does and how bad it makes you feel. And Jesus recognized that. And before anyone could even ask him to pray for her, before she even made a request himself, he reaches down and takes her by the hand. And immediately healing virtue comes from his body into her body. She raises up immediately. She's healed of the fever. The fever breaks. She begins to minister unto them. What a mighty God that we serve, one that knows our problems, one that knows our sickness. If you're out there tonight and you've been suffering and you have pain and you have situations in your life and you think that nobody's aware of it and nobody cares or nobody's even interested in what you're going through, I can tell you there is a Messiah. There is a Savior. Jesus Christ is his name, and he knows exactly what you're going through. Not only does he know what you're going through, but just one touch from Jesus can change your life. Just one touch from Jesus can raise you up out of that situation that you're in. He can heal your body and touch your body. I have personally witnessed fevers being able to be cooled at the instant that the Lord comes on the scene and touches folks. Several years ago, we were at a camp retreat, and we had rented several cabins, and we were having a good time studying the word of the Lord and communicating and fellowshipping and eating, and we got ready for bed, and the men was in their men's cabin and the women were in their cabin, and one of the lights of the women's cabin was on, and come to find out one of the ladies, one of her young daughters, was having a terrible fever, an awful fever, and they were praying and asking the Lord, and somebody said, why don't you go get the ministers and we'll just anoint her with oil and pray the prayer of faith. And certainly when they came to get us, we went over to the cabin there and we had the bottle of oil, and we believe in what the Bible says, anointing with oil and praying the prayer of faith. And this little girl was laying there in the bed. You could see that she was in torment, and you could even feel the temperature, the fever that was in her forehead and on her face. And we began to pray and as we were praying, as we touched and anointed her, we could feel that that fever cooling down. And immediately, it's probably one of the few times that I've ever felt a fever actually begin to cool. But immediately it cooled, and it wasn't because of me, and it wasn't because of those, but it was because of Jesus and the faith that we had to know that one of those stripes that he had taken for us, amen, came to be on that particular night for that little girl. And her fever was cooled, and she was made whole, and she was able to get up and play for the rest of the time that we were there on that retreat. So my point is, if Jesus doesn't have to be there physically to heal us, his spoken word and his spirit can certainly get the job done. The fourth account was after the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, and they were at Peter's house, and, you know, word got out that Jesus was there. Oh, I pray today that word could get out. Amen. That's got to be up to the church, folks. That's got to be up to us to get the word out that Jesus is here. Jesus is aware of the situation. Jesus is able, amen, to deliver us. Jesus is able to take us through. You know, we've heard so many things, as we said earlier in one of our live streams, that people don't know who to believe or what to believe. And, you know, every time you turn on the media, they're telling you we need to do this or we need to do that, or this is one thing that we need to do. But you know what? If we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, that is what we need to do. And you know what? There's a song that says, Jesus likes to work when nothing else will. You know why? So that he'll get the honor and the glory. But I want to tell you a little secret. You need to go ahead and start praising the Lord before the very fact that it happens. That's what faith is all about. Believing that Jesus is going to come on the scene. Believing that Jesus is going to intercede on behalf of the church. He's going to heal. He's going to bless. He's going to make a way. He is the way. And we need to proclaim that. Amen. From the housetops, from every airway that we can possibly get on, to let people know that Jesus is in control. So the fourth instance was in the evening there at Peter's house. The Bible says that they brought many that were possessed with evil spirits. Evil spirits. Now, Jesus still in a body of flesh. And we have instances before where Jesus went out into the plain, the Bible says, and this was on a day of ministering. He had compassion on the multitude because they had come from a long distance away, and many were diseased, and many were afflicted. There were some lame folks there, some blind folks, some halt, all of these manner of situations and sicknesses. And Jesus said, the Bible says he went about and ministered and healed them all. And maybe he could not have physically touched each and every one, but just as they passed by, he was able to heal them. Here we find a multitude of people gathered around Peter's house and bringing to him all kinds of people possessed with evil spirits. And the Bible says that Jesus cast out the spirits. Amen. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed, many with devils, and he cast, this is so important, he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Imagine the power of the word of our Lord. The power that he has to speak the word, and it shall be done. I believe tonight if we can get a hold of that faith, if we can join together as a group, as a church united, as a group of Bible believers and born-again Christians, to believe that the spoken word of Jesus can intercede in the things that are happening in this world today. You know what? I believe rather than worrying, rather than fretting, rather than being anxious over this situation, looking for some man or some vaccine or some antidote, we already know who the antidote is. We already know who the vaccine is. The Bible just told us in Isaiah, with his stripes we are healed. It's time for we stepped up and begin to believe what the word tells us. Hold on to it. Amen. Believe it. Stand firm on the precious word of the Lord. We are healed through his chastisements and through the stripes that he took. Whatever your situation is, pray, touch me, Jesus. Touch me, Jesus. So many times we spend most of our prayer explaining to the Lord what we're going through. Can I tell you, nothing surprises the Lord. He's not taken by surprise with anything that happens. He's aware of everything. The Bible tells us even one sparrow that falls from the sky, our Lord knows about it. But how much more does He love you and love me? And it is not His will that any should perish. Can I just say tonight, the Bible tells us that God's ways and His thoughts are higher than ours. He also tells us that we look through a glass darkly now, things we may not understand clearly on this side of heaven, but that doesn't mean that God has lost control, because He hasn't. God's hand, His power is still in control, and we need to trust the Lord through this time of devastation, through this time of fear, through this time of this extreme sickness that is almost taking control of the whole world. But whatever your situation is, pray this prayer. Jesus, touch me. Touch me with just your spoken word. You know what? The song says, I don't even have to kneel in the church house. We do preach, you know, calling for the elders of the church, anointing with oil, and praying the prayer of faith. Right now, that seems to be an impossibility with many. Some folks are not allowed to get out. Some folks can't gather in the church house anymore. But you know what? There's two instances here that they said, Lord, if you'll just speak the word, if you'll just speak the word. I pray tonight that as we get ready to end this broadcast on this Wednesday night, if you'll just ask the Lord to speak the word into your situation, into your household, into that fear that you're facing, whatever may be. It can be a sickness. It can be an affliction. It can be frustration. And I know that this is a frustrating time that we're in. I know many, many people are wringing their hands and wondering, when is things going to be back to normal? When are we going to be able to congregate? When will we be able to have corporate worship in the church? Let me tell you something, folks. Hold on. The best is yet to come. And I speak that, amen, because I know that it may not happen here, but wait till we get over yonder. Amen. There is nothing that's going to interfere with our worship and praise forever and ever and ever. We're going to be blessed with a glorified body. We're going to live for an eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to be able to kneel at His feet and thank Him. There'll be no more pain, no sickness, no sorrow. So whatever you're facing, you know, it may be despair, and it may be loneliness, and it may be anxiety, but just pray this, Lord, touch me. Lord, touch me. Touch me in my sickness. Touch me in my loneliness. Touch me in my anxiety. Help me not to be anxious. Help me not to be fearful on what's happening in this world. God, give me peace. Speak the word, Lord, that it might be done. And I know that in reality, there's many of you out there that are very concerned about your jobs. Many people are laid off. You're worried about whether you're going to have food or not. Can I also remind you that there was a little widow woman, and she was about to make the last meal that she had for her and her son. Now, I'm not telling you to send your last meal to the preacher. Don't you understand that? But the man of God came up, and he said, well and good, but make me a cake first. This precious little lady who was about to take the last meal that she had, the last little bit of oil, and she was going to knead that together and bake a little cake for her and her son. He had gathered the sticks for the fire, and he was going to die because they had no hope of tomorrow. But the prophet said, make me a cake first. In obedience to the prophet and to God, she made him the cake first. And the Bible tells us that the very next day when she reached into the meal barrel, there was sufficient meal, amen, to make another cake. And the next day she reached into the meal barrel, and there was still sufficient meal to make another cake. And again and again and again. You see, God didn't fill the meal barrel up, but He surely didn't let it run out. I believe if you pray that prayer, Lord, touch me. Touch those things that I have. God, help them to carry me through. Lord, bless them. Bless the groceries in my pantry. Lord, bless the food in my refrigerator. Help it to last. I believe God is able to speak the word to make a change in your life. God bless you from First Pentecostal Church. We love you, and I don't just say that. We really love you. We love all of our members that's so dedicated and faithfully tuning in. We can't wait to see you again and to be able to worship with you. And for all of those of you that may be attending church somewhere else, or you may not attend church at all, but you're tuning in, I want you to know from the depths of our heart, we love you, we're concerned for you, but we know that there is one who sticketh closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus. Lord, we just ask you to speak the word tonight. Can we pray? Father, as we come to a close of this message tonight, Father, we feel that we've delivered what you laid upon our heart. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just touch and anoint it and make it go out, Lord, to those who are listening, those who are viewing tonight. God, help it to meet the needs, Lord, that they have in their homes. Help them to understand, Lord, if you'll just speak the word, miracles can be performed. If you just speak the word, Lord, life can be changed. Lives can be changed. Lord, I ask you now to bless those under the sound of our voice. Bless our nation. Bless this world. And help us, God, to be more in tune to your will and to your spirit. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you from First Pentecostal Church. Continue to be strong. Pray one for another. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.